This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated in association with the Litchfield Church of God, which I pastor. I want to encourage you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil and to write down the passages that we're going to be looking at. Specifically today, we're going to focus on 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which is sometimes called the Resurrection chapter. I want you to become a student of God's Word to be able to share your faith with other people. The Apostle Paul told Timothy that he needs to study to show himself approved unto God, to be a workman that needs not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the Word of Truth. And dividing the Word of Truth is to look at it, to understand it. And your Bible is something that you need to study on a regular basis. It's not just something that you carry to look good. You need to, as a Christian, you need to live the Christian life 7 days a week, not just one day a week. You cannot, as I've sometimes said, you cannot sing on Sunday and swing on Monday. You have to be a seven-day-a-week Christian and to definitely talk about your faith and to give verification and a background for what you believe and why. I think it's important that you be able to talk about the Scriptures and talk about them clearly and openly to be able to share your faith. The Apostle Paul did that, and as he established churches through the known world in his day, one of the places he went to was the city of Corinth, and he established a church there, but it was a large city, but it was very wicked, and this church had a variety of problems and situations that needed to be corrected. And their understanding about the resurrection was something they were a little confused on, and Paul does a lot of clarification in his 15th chapter in this letter to the church at Corinth. Now, keep in mind that when he wrote his letters, he didn't have them as divided into chapters. He wrote it a letter. It was like Dear Corinthians, and writing the things that he had for them in a very seemingly organized fashion, going from one subject to another. And at the end, he might have said something like, Sincerely, Paul. And the letter is carried to the city of Corinth by a carrier. The Apostle Paul, in this 15th chapter, as it's now been divided, discusses the resurrection, and the resurrection is the hope of the church. The Kingdom Ministries is dedicated to teaching and preaching God's kingdom, which is future, a literal kingdom that will take place and be established by Jesus someday in the future, and it will be established on this planet, when it is made new. The kingdom of God was a message that was on the heart and lips of Jesus. It was on the heart and lips of the early apostles during the early church. And it should be a message that is on the heart and lips of modern day pastors as well, because the kingdom of God is what our hope really is. How many times when you go to your service, wherever it is, and you pray the Lord's Prayer, one of the phrases is, Thy kingdom come. You're praying for the coming of the kingdom. Do you realize what it is that you're praying for? You're praying for God's kingdom to be established. God is behind everything that's being done. In the establishment of this perfect kingdom, God's Messiah, King Jesus, the Son of God, is going to be the one that's going to rule and reign. And God has appointed that individual, Jesus Christ, to be his king. He is his son, and he's going to rule and reign. There's a verse that I want you to focus on just for a moment, and then we'll get into 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But as the church, as Paul established his churches, he was talking to the individuals in Berea, Thessalonica, and Athens. And the ones in Berea were more noble because they actually studied the things that Paul had been saying to verify that they were true or not. And in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts, The Apostle Paul says, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead." The first he in this 31st verse of Acts 17, please write that down and go back and take a look at it, examine it later. Acts 17, verse 30 and 31. God first overlooked the ignorance of people in the past, but today, with the revelation of Jesus Christ, with his ministry and sharing the God's message to the people of what he expected of his creation of man, Jesus showed people what God wanted. He's now saying ignorance is no excuse. And God is declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent. That was a message John the Baptist came preaching, a message of repentance. It's a message Jesus picked up and continued during the beginning of his ministry. It's a message that needs to be continued today. The people need to repent. They need to change. They need to turn from their wicked ways and be turned to God. And this verse in Acts chapter 17, God is declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent. That's verse 30. Going to 31, it's because God has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man that he has appointed. Verse 31, God is behind it all, but he has designated a man, he has appointed a person to the position to be the judge on his behalf. And that man is identified not by name, but by an event that happened to that man. He is appointed, it's a man who he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead. A simple question. Who was it that God raised back to life? God raised Jesus back to life, and it is Jesus who is God's agent, God's son, God's Messiah, God's chosen one who is going to rule and reign, and it is Jesus who God has appointed to be the judge as he sets up the kingdom and judges the world. Now, we'll see later in 1 Corinthians 15 here that eventually, when everything is all set up, Jesus is going to turn it back over to God, that God may be all in all. So you see a very clear situation here. You have two separate individuals. You have God as one on one side, and you have Jesus on the other. And each are doing two separate different things. God is behind the scenes, orchestrating everything. Everything is going according to God's plan as set from the beginning. And God has established a plan, and his agent to carry that plan out is his son, Jesus Christ, who is doing the work on God's behalf. The future kingdom of God is the real hope of the church, and incorporated with the coming kingdom of God when it's established, the people that are going to rule and reign with Jesus are those that have claimed Jesus as their Savior, those that have looked for Jesus in hope, in faith, down through the ages, which is going to include Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the patriarchs from the Old Testament. In the past few weeks, we had studied and discussed the importance of resurrection. And I want to do an in-depth on 1 Corinthians 15, because it's dedicated to the resurrection. This gospel, in the first verse, Paul said, "I now make known to you, brethren, the gospel that I preached to you, which I also received, in which you stand." This gospel was the message of the coming kingdom of God. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 that he said he's not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel was the power of God unto salvation. This message of the coming kingdom of God was central in the mind of Jesus. It was central in the mind of Paul. And to believe in Jesus Christ, to be the Son of God, to be the Messiah, to be the King of this kingdom, was central in the gospel message. The gospel of the coming kingdom of God was what Paul preached at the end of his life as he spent time in Rome. And we find in the book of Acts chapter 28 and verse 23, also Acts 28 verses 30 and 31, that the message of the kingdom of God is what Paul preached without any hindrance. He spent 2 years in his own hired house. This is found in the Acts chapter 28 at the very end, verses 30 and 31, that anybody that came in, Paul was preaching to them and preaching them things concerning Jesus and the kingdom of God. That was a message that was not only in the heart of Paul, but he had received it from Jesus Christ himself. Jesus had revealed himself to Paul on the road to Damascus and the turning point at his conversion. And this Jew, this apostle who became an apostle, the apostle Paul, became so fervent for spreading the message of truth, the message of the kingdom, the message that Jesus is the Son of God. And he became so energetic to go throughout the known world establishing churches to let those people know in that day that Jesus was coming again and a kingdom was going to be established. The message he preached was a message he received from Jesus, the same message that Jesus himself preached on the heart and lips of Jesus. It was the message of the kingdom of God. May God bless you as you continue to study. We'll pick up here next week, and make sure that you have a piece of paper and pencil handy. Go back and study what we've looked at today and read the passages that we've referred to. I want you to become a good student of the scriptures, and may God bless you in your research.